Bekutte Sichas, Chelek Yudalef, Parsha Shmois, Second Sicha, a summary of the Sicha. On the Pasuk in this week's Parsha, Shlach No B'yati Shlach, Moshe Rabbeinu saying, send someone else to redeem the Yidden. The Medrash says that what he was saying, that send Mashiach, the one that will eventually redeem the Yidden. But this Hashem did not accept that. And he said to Moshe that you have to go. From this we see that there is a connection that both Moshe and Mashiach have the same mission, which is to redeem the Yidden, but in a different way. To understand this, we also know that it says in the Chazal say, that Moshe hu goyel rishon, hu goyel achra. Moshe Rabbeinu is the first redeemer, and he is the final redeemer. But it doesn't mean that literally he will come to redeem the Yidden from Golos, in body and so on, but it means, because we know for sure that it can't be him because he's a Levi, and we know it has to come, the Mashiach has to come from Yehud, from David, which is from Yehuda. So to understand the connection, first of all, the koyach of Mashiach comes from the fact that he is a Hoigeh B'Torah. That's the first thing, that's the first quality that is mentioned about Mashiach by the Rambam, is that he is a Hoigeh B'Torah, meaning that his power comes from the Torah. And Moshe, of course, is the one that gave the Torah, the one that brought the Torah. And the connection between Mashiach and Moshe can be seen from the words Yavai Shiloi, the word Yavai Shiloi, which means Shiloi will come. Those two words are Begematria and Mashiach. Both of them are 358. Yavai Shiloi and Mashiach are both Begematria 358. The word Shiloi alone, without the word Yavai, is Begematria Moshe. So in other words, the word Shiloi without Yavai, Yavai means Mashiach will come. The actual physical coming of Mashiach, that is not Moshe. Moshe is the one that represents what Mashiach stands for, but the one that will bepoil, come to redeem the Yidden, that is Mashiach, and that's why Yavai Shiloi is the same numerical value as Mashiach. Now, the Friediger Rebbe said that the word Yavai is Begematria Echad, meaning to say the same numerical value as Echad, which is they're both 13. And Moshe, together with the word Echad, Moshe together with the word Echad, just as Yavai, both of them are 13. So Moshe together with Echad is Begematria Mashiach, 358. In other words, expressing the same thing, that the actual coming of Mashiach Yavai has to come through the Avodah of Echad. Echad is the Avodah that the Yidden do in order to bring about Mashiach. And the one that gives us the Koyach to be able to bring Mashiach through Echad, that is Moshe, and that's why Moshe together with Echad is Begematria Mashiach. Now we know that the world was created in a perfect state until the Chet Eitz Hadas, which brought a zuama, the serpent brought a zuama, which means a contamination to Adam and Chava and to the world in general, which later by Matan Torah was Poska Zuama. So from the revelation of Matan Torah, it removed the contamination, but only in a temporary way, because by the Chet Egel it came back. And only in the time of Mashiach is it as Ruach HaTumah Aver Min Ha'aretz will the contamination be completely removed. The reason that originally by Matan Torah the contamination only was removed temporarily, in other words it still had the possibility to come back, as indeed it did, was because the revelation of Elokus, which came to the world through Matan Torah, it was on such a level that the world wasn't really ready for that. It wasn't able to receive it, and therefore it simply sort of faded to the side. Hashem imposed himself on the reality and the world disappeared to the background. And then at the end of Matan Torah, when the godliness lifted back up, the world came back in the full way. And therefore, there was a possibility, once again, for the world to be the world with its contamination. When Mashiach will come, through the Avodah of the Yidden, throughout the generations of Golos, where we make a dira v'tachtonim, we are refining and elevating the world, that the world in its own parameters should become a keli to receive a lukus, and therefore eventually when the revelation of Hashem will come, when in La'asid Lovei, the world will be ready to receive it, and therefore Ruach HaTumah will be removed permanently from the world. This can be understood from what it says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and the famous question, why does it say Echad, which means one, which means one can lead to two, one can be part of a series of numbers? Why doesn't it say Hashem Yochid is the only one in the world? The reason is, which would of course eliminate any other possibility, the reason is because the true unity of Hashem is expressed only where there is an imagined possibility that there is a second thing, that there is a world. And there, the world that recognizes that in truth there is nothing but Hashem, that Echad, He is one within the, even within the reality of the world, that's the real unity. Their real unity is expressed. That's when you truly bring elevation to the world. But the question is, how is it in fact that the world, which means to conceal godliness, how is it possible that it should become a receptacle to godliness? To this the answer is that because there was this great revelation in the time of Matan Torah, which true, the world couldn't contain it and therefore reasserted itself after the revelation was gone. So it didn't have any permanent effect on the world, but it did give the world the ability that eventually, through much work, through the Jewish people, the world will be able to absorb and become a keli for Elokus. And that's why the Moshe, which represents this revelation at Matan Torah, even though he is not the one that will finally bring the actualized Geula, that will be done through Mashiach, but Moshe begematria Echad, which means Moshe, the preparation for all this, and Echad, the Aveda, which the Yidden do in order to bring Dir v'tachtonim together, they form Mashiach. And that's why Moshe is Hu Goyel Rishon v'Hu Goyel Acharon, because it is the Aveda of Moshe, the thing, what Moshe brought about, to introduce Elokus into the world by Matan Torah, which is what leads, what allows Mashiach to be able to carry out and bring it to fulfillment, bring it to fruition, and to complete the Avodah.